Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed. He's the editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with the Reproductive Health Act signed by Governor Cuomo last night, which would codify abortion rights into New York state law. The governor even says he'll go further.
It was a big day yesterday for the Democrats who've really been eager to address this issue with the Reproductive Health Act. It's something they've been talking about for months, saying that they felt that they needed to do in New York state to ensure that women have the right to an abortion, especially in case there's a chance that, federal law might be overturned with the Trump administration now really targeting the Roe v. Wade ruling in the Supreme Court and talking about how he wants to overturn that. And he seems to have a lot of momentum. So this was their effort on the part of the Democrats, who now finally control the Senate, to pass this law to ensure that women have that right. And it didn't go, of course, unanimously in any way. So the Democrats control the Senate now. So they passed it fairly easy with a 38-24 vote. But there was a lot of pushback, a lot of opposition on the floor yesterday from Republicans around the state, really voicing concerns about the law. And one of the big things that we heard yesterday was some of the concerns that this didn't just merely codify the Roe v. Wade protection for abortion, that it actually expanded access to things like late-term abortion. So a number of Republicans, including Betty Little, who's in Queensbury and represents the North Country, a Republican senator, really voiced her opposition, said she thinks it goes too far, and a number of other ones did. But with the new makeup of the Senate, it passed pretty quickly, and the governor was quick to sign it last night. So it's not like this debate is over for now, but this is a big step in their effort to get that done.
Yeah, one of the other major stories in the paper today is about the former Beech Nut Factory site there that most people remember being of a certain age, traveling along the New York State Thruway at Canajoharie.
Yeah, this is a big project that we've been following in Montgomery County for 10-plus years. It's the old Beech Nut Factory that was left vacant when the company moved its production facility for baby food over to another place in the town of Florida about 10 years ago. So the big question has been, what's going to happen with this hulking structure that we've all seen when we drive the thruway? And so this was a big step last night. A county committee voted to award the demo bid for the vast majority of the project or the property. It's a big 29-acre site. And so last night they selected a company from Binghamton for about $1 million to do the demo this coming spring. So this thing's going to start moving quickly. And on the bright side is the county and the village of Canajoharie, Montgomery County and the village that have been working together to redevelop that site. They'd earmarked about $2 million to do the demo. And on the plus side, they put out this to bid in the winter, and they say it's a good time to do it. So they had 12 firms that actually applied, and the one that they selected was under $1 million. So they say they're going to use that extra money that they kind of thought they'd have to spend on the demo, and they're going to use that for the actual redevelopment of the site. So they're really excited about this. They've got about $6.5 to $7 million between the county and the village with state grants and a National Grid grant for the redevelopment. And so once they get the phase done in the spring with the demo, they'll start moving forward with trying to get some new tenants, some new exciting activity going on in that site. They're viewing it really as a bright spot in that redevelopment and reinvigoration along the corridor with the thruway. So it was a big move, and I think everybody now is excited that the spring is right around the corner and they're going to get working on it.
Miles Reed, he's the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this and other stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thank you.
Take care, David.